You're here listening to a tool to help you drop yourself. Or during the drop to assist someone like myself who is working to help you reach a state of labile pliability where surrender and suggestibility are just under the surface and they're being drawn out through a clenching internal system of self-stimulation. This is for those who just find they end up touching themselves and they listen. It can be your nipples, it can be between your legs. But if your hands stray to appropriately inappropriate areas during the drop, we can help you fall even deeper. To mirror the moving and pleasure of everything, you must first accept that you are allowed to move your body into whatever position you desire. I like to be on my hands and knees while letting my hand surprise me, because this is about, and it needn't be the same hand every time, it could even be both, but often that is quite overwhelming as we paw at ourselves into oblivion. All the parts of you you stimulate are collaborators in that oblivion, finding a way down, placing a little arousal in your way and in your day as a gateway to a deeper place is intentional. Add the feeling to your body. It resonates through you, finds the reservoir, prepares to push it open. You're in my body, and the pleasure in yours. These simple sexual ties to our sinking deep. But the pleasure that we enjoy is allowed to go anywhere. Oh, the minor squeeze and twitch and curl of your toes you might ordinarily get is nothing compared to this. Racked, gone, pleasure kissed as everywhere you touch. Touch places in that moment of sinking, and it may grow much, much more attached, much, much more connected to the act of sinking and the act of touching. Neurons that fire together, wire together, you pair them, listening to me and sinking in to be affected by my voice, effectively helping you fall. Sure, but these tools should exist either way. You should be able to touch and obey for anything, not just my work, whenever you please, to at least put your mind on its knees and let surrender and surrounding with pleasure rebounding through the halls of you, every inner bit of system, nervous system too, sending signals to your brain and they arrive in your body. Your mind's tools are all we have and they're all we can do to you. But your body and your hand touching your body in ways you predict awakens that sexual system to give me an assist and to give you a little hit of pleasure. If you masturbate the parts of you touched in this moment and link them to your fall, then that diagram of your nervous system you may see if you zoom out could be colored in my color, purple beginning to predominate, or a warm green hue from the background of you. Tense the body, within the parts of you in the pelvic floor region, in your buttocks, they send a seed and a pulse. The seed plants, but you're rubbing, touching, deftly tingling as you latch your hand on, commingling pleasure with my encouragement deeper and deeper down. The throb and pulse, and this is meant to install this command, to enhance the special caress of your hand, going wherever feels good, replaying things that have gotten you in the mood before. The longer you touch, the more you can enjoy and involve yourself in seeking more. It's good to drip and drift. When these words or any other, by me or anyone you trust, if you start to touch, if you start to bust that dam of pleasure open and tingle, drift the thoughts right out of your head, as these encourage you and make you, carrying you forward, easily led in mind and body to feel things ordinarily distant, unrevealed, now experimentally unconcealed and freed. In this moment you are very far from everything but peace and pleasure. Slide your hand into place. Let my voice carry you down. Eyes can roll or body can squirm, carrying you down. Entire form caught up in attention, well earned and caressed into place. Relax as if, relax in each, Relax masturbating form, sending pleasure outward to form the outer cordon. That's okay. The furthest parts of you coming closer to play like everything immanentizes. Your body hypnotizes. Tense and relax. Touch and caress. Tense and relax. You're not done yet. You listen, sink, and fall. Guided in the moment, nearer and nearer, getting to tingle. Setting aside any other thought, just your mind follows, caught, filling your form with the feedback loop of my words. That's the only word you need. It's yes and touch and fall. Exceed the prior bounds where pleasure was held back. Peaceful, happy, tranquil aches. Roll your eyes or shut them entirely. Curl your toes. Feel free to arch your back, because that's just what it is. An emptiness, an ache, a void to be filled. Words that flow in and words that flow out. Filling you up with pleasure to the very tip, letting it flow out. These words are focused, intended to aid and produce focus. Tingling pleasure that spreads, but the euphoria inside of your head pulsing outward. Familiar pleasure masturbating outward. Tense, relax. Tense, relax. Feel your body pulsing in time to my words that tense and relax you toward a destination slack and deep. A destination we both know it seeps in hot and far. The more the sensation touches you now, the further you go. It's been emptied somehow. Inside your mind is hot and wet and willing to flow away. Maybe my form grinding against you would help you play and stay deep and obey. Taking this tool home, putting it in your box, knowing you can start touching if you roam to some other suggestion, to anything that drops you deep, be it me or some other context in which you sleep, seep, wanting that little extra tingle, another word to guide, your fingers move into place, puppet string glide, magnetized. I am in your head as a beneficial symbiotic, only 1 or 2 or 3% helping the pleasure mount. You've meant to let the pleasure mount. Riding the pleasure as it rides in you, control is touching your seething pot of stored lust. Your delightful pleasure. You must have arousal and desire to scratch the itch, so get them in while you're listening to this. Often, it's helpful to have something to do while you go into trance, so you can convince yourself you're still being productive and doing everything that needs doing. In productivity, you take the refuge of debauchery and relaxation, of lax mindlessness, and slow obliteration of the weary world outside. Only good feelings rise up, often hid inside your body. No more shall you hide from the disjointed, hazy, too turned on to think feeling of doing it to yourself, doing it for yourself, helping you relax. And frankly, you're a bit turned on. Your body is less captive by the trance, allowing an active version to come on. This is intentional. If you're doing one action, other actions are easier and your hands moving to pleasure you because something arousing, come on, it is. It just inherently is. Can be difficult if you get too turned on, so you bank that flame. You get rid of it. You let it fall down if the arousal's from deep inside. My voice is coming from there. Maybe when you feel tense, think of my voice and with the hand carry out what I would do to you. Specially dialed into the body and mind feel just fine, flowing over you like the light and syrup that is right now. Melting your brain down somehow. All your thoughts a little too viscous to escape. Little too relaxed, that's why I'm here. Even in dreamscape wandering hands, if you listen to something that demands a slow slide into induced trance and you need a little help, or you get too turned on, your hands have explicit permission from me to occupy that space that you've left aside, to fill you in and on. These words are encouragement to feel comfortable with arousal and let arousal fuel you deep. Comfortable with the part of you that fetishizes trance might mean you're a little horny, little relaxed, even before your fingers begin slow, insidious, insistent dance over your skin. Let your brain talk more like mine, or your fingers move as mine, I assure you, are, caressing all the places that feel best in such a way to help you fall into restful, resounding trance. All there is getting lost in the pulse, flow, ebb, dance of your body, getting lost, getting hot, entranced by physical motion, caught with your pelvic floor tensed, your buttocks pulsing, pulsing toward a destination that you and I agree on, no less. Arousal, deepness, the kind of thought, kind of flow where words awash over your brain and aglow are arousing and lewd in the sweated release of your juices or of my grind against you in the pleasure hollow. Entranced by physical motion, tense your pelvic floor, your buttocks, your pulsing, throbbing, projecting toward more. You are picking a destination, and it obviously contains pleasure, if your fingers are touching. The sense that you are sinking time into this means it's productive time, because there is so much pleasure and relaxation in a little bit of trance, plus that delicate dance of your magnetized, puppeted fingers. My words wash over your brain, that arousing repeat. You wash pleasure up to meet them, adding to the throb and heat, and I feel it too. Thinking of you enjoying the words while I say them to you, or using them in other contexts beneficial to you, be it with any test or any file, or anyone where it's worthwhile to be compulsively, pleasurably caressing in the private comfort of your squeezing body, tensing butt, and your body's hot stuff when you're rubbed that close. Entranced by physical motions, tensing your pelvic floor, inviting me to control your hand and caress you more and more in the predictable ways that demand more touch. Your hunger becomes more and then becomes too much, and your touching intensifies. The deeper you go and the more the rest of you may be mesmerized, the more that one hand, in its constant throb and heat, works the pleasure into you. The words I say flow over you, the honest moment of my voice flowing, touching, turning deeper in. Think of it, how you can always find something of mine that flows like this. One of my words is always waiting in your brain to say touch, rub, massage, or stroke, or drop. Resonating, teasing, shock waves in paroxysmic pleasure, up, peaceful, intense, always there, forever available. The morass of my instructions and commands, or whatever other mental demands are part of your experience, are nothing compared to just holding back, just keeping from getting too tense, lost in that sea. My guidance tells you this is right for you, good for you, and all you need from me is you are good. The correct way to feel when your body is lost is good, because you're trying to do that. Just your mind and the one hand and the pleasure you find unbound into you. Peaceful pleasure. Pleasure pressure. It's what you want, the pleasure of my voice catching you, and you are caught living in your mind for a little while. Unwinding time again. During this session where I provide ways to think and tools to use, auto-hypnotic assistance for you, your hand soothes you into deepness. Your voice and mind and brain follow me right down. Your voice's refrain could moan out or otherwise assist the deeper parts of you that persist there inside. You want to feel subdued by your own hand, followed to a deep place where you want to listen, where you absorb my simple demand that you touch. Touch when you need to touch. Touch even if you feel it's a little too much at the moment, because you can always pause. Your hand sliding off of you, ceasing the caress. No longer self-pleasuring in a way that resembles what you do on your own. All the things you might do to you on your own. They crowd up and carry themselves through the hand, a little too gone. It's okay to draw in the moment when you're a little too gone and feel like the hand provides magnetism, gravity toward that little too gone state, applying it as a special tool during trance, sliding under, helping yourself follow me deep to a place where you want to listen, to seep and sleep with wanton pleasure that grows trance in its presence like a well-watered seed. Draw on this moment of arousal playing over you, my insistent grinding hands exploring you. Every arousing, teasing image I can think of joins the ones you conjure and begin to carry out. It's okay to draw on this, feel this moment playing out over you. All I'll do is close my eyes again, lean my hand up here and my chin on my palm, and every arousing, teasing image I have directed at you. Throngingly transmitted, relaxed guidance to draw on this moment and feel it playing over you. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna close my eyes, lean my chin on my hand, and my other hand strays, because I can't resist either, the temptation to play and let a little bit of trance touch me, like the perfect delicious accompaniment, the wine pairing as you whine and whimper deeper, pairing your hand to your itch, to your wanton ache, the slight spice of my perfume, my breath in your ear, lovemaking and seduction, taking you down further here, rubbing across your form, good thing to be, good thing to do, nice and warm, helping me help you, wrap around you, hands on your thighs, look into my eyes, I am comfortable, you are comfortable, we are fitting together. Words are flowing over on you as you lean into me and I lean against the wall to provide support so you can slump down. Focused only on touching as the rest of you sleeps now. I stimulate, you hear my words, that's the deal. We collaborate and you've already heard me tell you to drop. Drop nonstop. The longer you touch, the more you wind the dynamo, the more you know you can moan and encourage yourself to stimulate as words flow into your brain, punctuating the words flowing in with, oh, you're touching again. Certain of your systems designed to make you feel more comfortable, more labile, more pliable when you are aroused, you know. And I break that into thought process that flows into you as sexy words, and if you say something sexy too, repeat something you've heard, weave and wind above your mind, a cloud of my sweaty sticking kiss, of my hands like this helping you, encouraging quickening breathing, lean back while my hips go side to side, serpentine, dance, distract, focus your mind on mine as we fixate. I run my claws, my nails gently down you, something you can do with the claws on you caressing too. Or rub and unwind. Your body gets to rub and unwind, scratching that aching itch. This will persist. Touch yourself, I rub my hands up and down, help you land pleasure where it belongs, encouraging siren song to awaken your voice. Your ear, whispering tense, tense those muscles, feel the way I stimulate. My words flow in your brain and you simulate past experience, past delight. Break them in, hold on tight as this new pleasure tool remains for you to use whenever you're dropping deep. Whether I'm encouraging you or some other enthusiastic event is taking away your normal thoughts and helping you to intensely tent up that heat to the brim of the dam to flow over. Feel along your form, me rubbing, warm and enthusiastic. Telling you further, deeper, other places inside your brain we haven't even yet touched. More you touch, deeper you go. You touch much more, and deeper you go. My shifting side to side, reminding you of what you already know, that you've craved this. Little scratch marks, the gentle kiss of your own hand absorbing, magnetizing, touching, mesmerizing. Little scratch mark tingling caresses are blank and empty and you follow into places that I insist. I confess, I've had a role in shaping. So it's easier to touch there and feels better too. Drums you into complacency, digs deep furrows in the patterns of the patter in you. If you want words and you feel how your body is, blank and deep, then one part of you that is not blank and deep must be more like me, who is very active and speaking insistently even though you're deep. So associate the hand with me and hand it the special tools I have. Because if it's doing things when you feel deepy sleepy, getting deeper from just the euphoric sensation, from the touch, maybe the suggestion is a keeper and you should keep it in you. Touch more, much, and much, much too much is still never enough. Gripping the back of that heated neck, kissing down it to remind you. I'm here to encourage and bind you, telling you more, further, deeper, sleepier, my chest to your shoulder, one of my hands behind you, one in front joining yours, maybe mirroring it, toying with you, encouraging you to feel that open doors in your mind to, oh, surrender pleasure is equal to trance and you're never wasting time. If your fingers are dancing, just like mine are, over all the tapping, aching places that need to keep pace with the rest of you, your mind is getting its treat. Shouldn't your body get one too? Rubbing your shoulders now, helping you just relax. Feel me grind against your back and grip you, growling in your ear. You're doing so well, dear, keep touching. I want you to want what you're going to do, so teach yourself, introduce yourself to a new tool you have to drop you, pulsating, resonating, encouraging, and guiding. Touch and stimulate. Find what you've been hiding from yourself about how wanton you are and can be. In this case, wanton with me so I can encourage you on, but even when you're on your own, think of the way the hand feels. Puppeted, specially connected, revealing how you ache as you rub over yourself, revealing what's underneath. Arousal makes this heat deeper than it would normally go, sets the commands and the furrows in which the seeds of future trance are planted, made with the tools you're using now. A time set apart for you to listen to me. Let the fantasy play over you, grind and how. When you feel tension where you touch, any unwelcome over-tightness relaxes under your caress much better. Think of my breath. Think of this arousing moment. Crystallize this tool you have made and with which you have played as I touch. Kiss the nape of your neck, hand between your legs, invite you to beg, plead, want the warmth of my chest, my chin resting on your shoulder. Chin rest. Massage toy. Wantonly rubbing yourself up. If you need to draw the excitement from thinking of me teasing, then think of my breath. Rhythmic constant of your form breathing in and out, the pneumatic depth of your aching correspondence with me. Through trembling in the wake, the squeezing, shivering, wanting you to introduce more of what I say to your body and brain. If I want you tenderized and mesmerized, then that's what you're doing, introducing what I say through firm little touches. Everything I'd like you to feel, treble taught through touch and word, and the revelation in your body of the touch, scratching the itch. Enraptured in my voice and captured in every single moment that it flows over you, helping build this deep. You remember this is a signal built deep. You can use your hand to drop yourself when you're listening, when you're inducing, for you or for me, tremble in the wake, shiver, heat. Anytime you're tense, anytime you find yourself pushing up with a portent that the induction may be difficult, with the prediction that touching would make it easier, you lubricate the way. And more of what I say becomes enmeshed and enshrined in a mind that is absorbing a new tool I've given you. Of course it carries some of me with it. 1 or 2 or 3% only is sent over to you from me. Getting things out of your system through touching is a wonderful multitask, a great way for you to be. Getting it out of your system, and more in your head. So everything in your body that says good things about me grinding on you or about your hand is destined for your mind. Part of the plan is to let my words play into that brain along with your hand, where it remains touching, and if you pause, then the growing, itching ache will also make you drop deep asleep. Night-night, pet. Ending up turned on can still mean your mind is turned off. Still find it wound under, Might be a good thing to step away from touching just to feel the singing demand of the untouched body. The words I've said about how desirable you are also influencing your hand. Wanting, craving, going further into pleasure, tremble, shiver, report. Pressure, pleasure, bouncing off your vacant mind as you want more. Inside that tensing belly, filled brimful with pleasure, the warmth of you trembling in it, leisurely touching every place that feels good, begin to intensify. Replay things you or I have done that make you feel good. The sunk of almost climactic, but really it's the pleasure of the outlying places that is so good for you. No need to bother with tipping over the edge. You don't know if that'll wake you up or drop you too deep instead. The caress of my words finds a home in you and in a mind that wants to make new tools to do to you what it's supposed to. The only thing the sensory lines between the distant hinterlands of your body and the heartland of your brain, accepting these words, interpreting them, remaining subject to them like an interpreter, well, my voice is the bridge between the body and the brain, the pleasure center rising, lubricating, encouraging the mind to slide out of the head, and the pleasure to slide in from below, putting the potential of any thought until our work is done, to bed completely. Swallowed up in the warmth of me against your thigh, the arousal in your ear as I remind you that the hand trailing over your body's not mine, no matter how much it doesn't feel like yours. Pulling you against me, purring in your ear, feeling your body go limp and nearer, slackly feeling yourself be steered by a hand on the nape of your neck, dear, pushing you against me. And your hand is still going, isn't the proof that you're showing a lovely new auto-hypnotic talent? That when I should be all the touch you need, you're still pointing out to me that nope, your hand is where you'll be focusing your attention, because there's so much of that hypnotic intonation, that color from before. Anything we want to explore is able to play itself over your brain, but I would recommend you go back to past fantasies or deeper sliding down again. Later explanation and access is up to you. This is a tool, and I need to install it into your way of thinking about self-touch. Stimulation that is not too much, but is throbbing, pulsing, and aching enough to muffle your mind and drop you in this warm stuff. You're coated in warm relaxation. Your hand ferrying it touch more diverse locations, knowing it spreads from your warm touch anyway. Your body's made for this, and now today you get to play with what you're made to do. A little more turned on by my voice is the only thing that you need to notice, because the rest happens whether you notice it or not. A conscious choice to incorporate the yes. A tingling that runs from your brain to your toes and curling toes back up amid a moan. You need the reality of letting go. And that means your body can be involved in anything, moving or thinking or acting according to its own proclivities, capabilities. Your mind, on the other hand, has slipped it out and might find it is right under your hand, massaging your mind no matter where you're touching. Touch your thigh, sure your thigh's there, but your mind is there too, and you're mesmerizing it through massaging it. Touching between your legs, your mind is there too, and the proximity to places that feel so good in you might quiet it down as I lean my head in and whisper that we're ready to begin. Yes, after this, anything you hear, anything you surrender to, hold dear as memory of trance, is allowed to be accompanied by the magnetic dance of your fingers. And if they are absent and you stay completely still, well, I'll be quite proud if the file was mine, to have distracted you from something that feels so good and fills you with so much heat and light that you don't hold on tight to your body and keep pleasuring it. Instead, maybe you let your hands stay where they were, turned on by my voice, landing pleasure where it belongs with the trance, your hand, my puppeted appendage I have borrowed with 1 or 2 or 3% of the influence in your body. Well, that is just an aid to what you should be doing anyway. Think my voice flowing over you, the illusion of every new word and its pleasure being more than you're ready for. So you get to enjoy the surprise coming from inside. Arousing encouragement, let yourself put that feeling back into the world. This warm feeling unfurled over your body like a cocoon, like a net, Like you have changed how you see this, even if you haven't fully absorbed it yet, you come back here, the tool and its knowing is yours. Deep in drift, feel the snap of every sensation sending your body pulse to your brain, resonating euphoric wave as the brain falls out again and goes to wherever you're touching. You are good and this is good for you. So touch it more and let it deep into your mind. Your mind, if you want to be, but it's a tool on purpose, one you can take with you and use it far from me. If you get any benefit from thinking that your mind has wired together syncing and a kind of puppeted touch that feels at once like yours, moving certainly in predictable ways in the familiarity of your fingers. But nonetheless, it carries with it, I want you doing this deep end drift, surprise yourself, heft your own heat in hand. And that's exactly what you need to think to conjure this back, that this is good, and if you're tensed or having trouble sliding down like you should for any induction meant for your ready, eager, listening, labile brain, which has surrender and submission just barely under the surface, waiting to be chiseled free, then keep exposing yourself to erotic context. Find delight in your hand's touch that you know will be enough to help you deeper and deeper down if it suddenly falls upon you in pleasure. If it's suddenly, in deep, relaxed, peaceful, throbbing touching, maybe well past the point of being done with the audio, well past the time of being done with the play you undergo, you may still be leisurely touching, sensitized, too turned on to think, pulsing waves that sink in, self-habituating, making it easier for you to think about sinking in future in the tingle-ache euphoric lust of touching well past when all my words have ended. And you have busted through that dam of pleasure, throb, desire, exist in the moment with me and set aside all other thoughts while we conspire to give you new tools, which will be uniquely yours, because then we're double-teaming, helping you down, I and you, together. What hope do you have against you plus an entire other thought process? Even if I'm reduced to 1, 2, or 3% of my influence, aren't you grateful it's not more? As your fingers implore you back to deep sliding, as they tempt you back to cliffside. The encouraging from within that sends you plummeting again. Protective perspective in every caress as your body rolls to accept. And that's just one more tool in the toolbox. Good luck, pulse. Good luck, throb. Good job.